Kula Malunkya Sutta, The Short Dialogue with Malunkya, translated by Rupert Gethin. This is what I have heard. Once the Blessed One was staying at Sarvati, in Jeta's Grove, in Anatha Pindika's park. Now, while the Venerable Malankyaputta was alone in quiet meditation, the following thought arose in his mind. The Blessed One has left the following points of view unexplained. He has set them aside and refused them. Whether the world is eternal, whether it is not eternal, whether it is finite, whether it is infinite, whether the soul and the body are one and the same thing, whether the soul is one thing and the body another, whether after death a Tathagata exists, whether after death he does not exist, whether after death he both exists and does not exist, whether after death he neither exists nor does not exist. That the Blessed One does not explain these points to me is disagreeable and unacceptable to me. I shall go to the Blessed One and ask him about this. I shall tell him that if he will explain to me whether the world is eternal, whether it is finite, whether the soul and body are one and the same thing, whether the Tathagata exists, whether he neither exists nor does not exist, then I shall continue to practice the spiritual life with him. But if he will not explain whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist, then I shall give up the training and return to ordinary life. Then, at dusk, the Venerable Malankyaputta got up from his meditation and approached the Blessed One. Having approached, he saluted him respectfully and sat down to one side. Once seated, he said to the Blessed One, "Now, while I was alone in quiet meditation, the following thought arose in my mind. The Blessed One has left the following points of view unexplained. He has set them aside and refused them. Whether the world is eternal, whether it is not eternal, whether after death he neither exists nor does not exist. That the Blessed One does not explain these points to me is disagreeable and unacceptable to me. I shall go to the Blessed One and ask him about this. I shall tell him that if he will explain whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist, then I shall continue to practice the spiritual life with him. But if he will not explain whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist, then I shall give up the training and return to ordinary life. If the Blessed One knows that the world is eternal, then let the Blessed One explain to me that the world is eternal. If the Blessed One knows that the world is not eternal, then let the Blessed One explain to me that the world is not eternal. But if the Blessed One does not know whether the world is eternal or not, then the only honest thing for someone who does not know or see to do is to say, "I don't know, I don't see." If the Blessed One knows that the world is finite, then let the Blessed One explain that to me. But if the Blessed One does not know, then the only honest thing is to say, "I don't know, I don't see." If the Blessed One knows that the soul and the body are one and the same thing, then let the Blessed One explain that to me. But if the Blessed One does not know, then the only honest thing is to say, "I don't know, I don't see." If the Blessed One knows that after death a Tathagata exists, then let the Blessed One explain that to me. But if the Blessed One does not know, then the only honest thing is to say, I don't know, I don't see. If the Blessed One knows that after death he both exists and does not exist, then let the Blessed One explain that to me. But if the Blessed One does not know, then the only honest thing is to say, I don't know, I don't see. Have I ever said to you, Malankyaputta, that you should come and practice the spiritual life with me, and I shall explain to you whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist? You have not, sir. And have you ever said to me that you will come and practice the spiritual life with the Blessed One, and he will explain to you whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist? I have not, sir. So apparently, neither have I ever said to you that you should come and practice the spiritual life with me, and I shall explain to you whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist, nor have you said to me that you will come and practice the spiritual life with the Blessed One, and he will explain to you whether the world is eternal, whether the Tathagata neither exists nor does not exist. In which case, foolish man, who are you to challenge whom? If someone were to say that he would not practice the spiritual life with the Blessed One so long as the Blessed One did not explain to him whether the world was eternal, whether the Tathagata neither existed nor did not exist, that person would die, and still the Tathagata would not have explained this. It is as if, Malankyaputta, there were a man struck by an arrow that was smeared thickly with poison. His friends and companions, his family and relatives, would summon a doctor to see to the arrow. And the man might say, I will not draw out this arrow, so long as I do not know whether the man by whom I was struck was of the Brahmin, ruler, trader, or servant class. Or, so long as I do not know his name and his family, whether he was tall, short, or of medium height, whether he was black, brown, or light-skinned, whether he comes from this or that village, town, or city, whether the bow was a Karpa type or a Kodanda type, whether the bowstring was of the akka plant, reed, sinew, hemp, or the milkleaf tree, whether the shaft was taken from the wild or cultivated, whether the shaft was fitted with the feathers of a vulture, heron, falcon, peacock, or Sitilahanu, whether the shaft was bound with the sinews of a cow, buffalo, antelope, or monkey, whether the arrowhead was a barb, a razor point, a vikanda type, iron, a calf tooth, or an oleander leaf. That person would die, and still he would not know this. Exactly so, Malankyaputta. If someone were to say that he would not practice the spiritual life with the Blessed One, so long as the Blessed One did not explain to him whether the world was eternal, that person would die, and still the Tathagata would not have explained this. It is not the case, Malankyaputta, that by holding the view that the world is eternal, one would live the spiritual life. Nor is it the case that by holding the view that the world is not eternal, one would live the spiritual life. Whether one holds the view that the world is eternal, or the view that it is not eternal, there is still birth, aging, death, grief, despair, pain, and unhappiness. And it is the destruction of these here and now that I declare. It is not the case, Malankyaputta, that by holding the view that the world is finite, by holding the view that the world is infinite, one would live the spiritual life. Whether one holds the view that the world is finite or the view that it is infinite, there is still birth, aging, death, grief, despair, pain, and unhappiness. And it is the destruction of these here and now that I declare. It is not the case, Malankyaputta, that by holding the view that the soul and the body are one and the same thing, that the soul is one thing and the body another, that after death a Tathagata exists, that after death he does not exist, that after death he both exists and does not exist, that after death he neither exists nor does not exist, one would live the spiritual life. Whether one holds the view that after death he both exists and does not exist, or the view that after death he neither exists nor does not exist, there is still birth, aging, death, grief, despair, pain, and unhappiness. And it is the destruction of these, here and now, that I declare. Therefore, Malankyaputta, remember what I have not explained as what is unexplained, and what I have explained as what is explained. So what is it that I have not explained? That the world is eternal? I have not explained. That it is not eternal, that it is finite, that it is infinite, that the soul and the body are one and the same thing, that the soul is one thing and the body another, that after death a Tathagata exists, that after death he does not exist, that after death he both exists and does not exist, that after death he neither exists nor does not exist. I have not explained. And why have I not explained this? Because it is not relevant to the goal. It is not fundamental to the spiritual life. It does not lead to disenchantment, to dispassion, to cessation, to peace, to direct knowledge, to full awakening, to nirvana. Therefore, I have not explained this. And what is it that I have explained? What suffering is, I have explained. What the origin of suffering is, what the cessation of suffering is, what the practice leading to the cessation of suffering is, I have explained. And why have I explained this? Because it is relevant to the goal. It is fundamental to the spiritual life. It leads to disenchantment, to dispassion, to cessation, to peace, to direct knowledge, to full awakening, to nirvana. Therefore, I have explained this. And so, Malankyaputta, remember what I have not explained as what is unexplained, and what I have explained as what is explained. This is what the Blessed One said. Gladdened, the Venerable Malankyaputta felt joy at the Blessed One's words.